Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Question Reality. Happy Father's Day to all of you little daddy doodahs out there. I am Priscilla Leona, and I am producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Yay for me not to be in snow. For 10 years, we've been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show. And this is the show to listen to if you are currently pursuing or dreaming about a career in the entertainment industry. Because the guests on this show are going to help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to pursue a successful career in a wide variety of business professions. Now, the guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars. We have film and music producers, film, television, and theater directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, script supervisors, stunt people, and we throw some entertainment attorneys in there for you too, because hopefully you'll get to the point where you'll need an entertainment attorney. Fingers, toes, and eyes crossed. Now, if you missed any of our shows, please go to our archive page, which is on the latalkradio.com website, and search for our show title, which is Question Reality, or search by my name, Priscilla Leona. Now, all of these shows on Question Reality are also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. Also, please make sure you get our free mobile app, which is located on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website. It's located on the right-hand side towards the bottom of the page. You just got to scroll. And finally, if you want to be a guest on our show or refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, showcase themselves, their products, and just genuinely help listeners with Sage Career Advice, we are currently booking guests through December. So we only have a couple spots left, but go to our official website, which is not latalkradio.com. That's where we air our show. The official website is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. And that's where you can see a list of all the guests that are going to be on there for the rest of the year and find out more what the show is about. Also, click the contact link. Don't forget that, because that's how you submit for the interview consideration. So there you go. Everything you need to know today about Question Reality. Now, today is no different than every show. We have a hot, sexy guest on. I don't know if I have specs. Everybody has to be hot and sexy, but I don't know. It just ends up that way. No, really, I don't. Only for the men. The women, it's like, yeah. But the men, yeah, you gotta be packing something to be a man on this show. No, you don't really. But now today we have country singer songwriter. She is Heather Whitney, and Heather is on the show promoting her first music video from her single, or for her single. I don't know if it's from or for. We're gonna have to check on that. Had a couple cocktails, can't really dive into the English lexicon right now and dig out some cool words to say, but it's from her first music video for her single called Shut Up and Dance. I think that was my favorite line in the 80s and 90s. Shut up and dance. That's all you wanted to do. This is from her debut album, which is called Moving On, and it is now available on iTunes. So after you hear Whitney interview today, and you go and see this little sexy thing, I'm going to tell you, I saw this music video. You got to go to YouTube and watch this music video. It is super fun to watch. And Heather Whitney is what I call, this is my own, I swear, I created this. I coined this phrase. I really did. It's a sizzle sexy. It's a sizzle sexy. She is sizzle sexy, boys and girls. So when you go and watch this YouTube video, you're going to go, ah! No, it's definitely a must-see on YouTube. So definitely check it out after the show, not before the show, not right now. Don't go now. I am going to be playing one of the songs. Now, I could have played any one of the songs, and I went through every one, and every one of them is really good. But I have to pick the one that is going to make me get the Kleenex. I have to choose that one. Also, I didn't want to choose the one that is the one she's promoting right now because I want you to buy that on iTunes. So I want you to buy all of them on iTunes, but I chose the one that really I listen to. And I, you know, everybody knows that I'm not a country music super fan. You know, I've liked a couple of them here and there through the years, but I appreciate them. I certainly appreciate the musicians. They're extremely talented. But country music's never, you know, really been my thing. However, with that being said, there are a couple country songs that really gripped my heart and made it to my playlist. And I got to tell you, after listening to this song that Heather Whitney sang, I had to get the Kleenex. It is called Man in Blue. Oh my gosh. Now let me tell you, the last time I liked a country song this much where the tears were coming down was Reba McEntire's song Fancy. And I'm like, what? What's going on? Why am I tearing up over a song by a country singer? I like pop and disco. I like the toes tapping. I like hardcore pop and disco. But I'm telling you, this song, OMG, my peeps, you definitely are going to need a Kleenex for this song. So I decided that's the one that we're going to play. And that's going to happen around 5:30. So it could be 5:25. It could be 5:30. It could be 5:35. So just hang in there. It will be played. So we are going to get to talk to Heather Whitney. 1 minute. I want you to go to her website, heatherwhitneymusic.com, heatherwhitneymusic.com. And she's also on Facebook under Heather Whitney Music. She's on Instagram at Heather Whitney Music and Spotify and YouTube. She's actually all over. You go and Google. All over. Heather Whitney is here in the house. So check that out real quick while I tell you about some really great news. As all of you know, I am, among other things, as if I don't have enough to do, I am very proud to be a judge for the NSAEN Film Festival. And you may ask, what is NSAEN? Well, it stands for No Strings Attached E-News. It's an online magazine challenging, and it's changing the outlook of world issues and trends. And it has interesting stories from around the globe by readers and writers, just like you and me. And we share a set of fresh new communication, and we publish information to share knowledge and facts and statistics and just everything. This is everything. So anyway, I'm a judge for the online film festival, which was created again to bring together filmmakers from around the world to showcase their work in an exclusive online format. And as everybody knows, online viewing is the new way of watching movies and news and television series. So the NSAEN team wanted to reach out and create and latch on to this new movement. It's been a while now, but kind of a new movement for some, just catching up with it, but in the world of entertainment and independent film, with the concept that recognizes that new media professionals are demonstrating exceptional achievements in crafts and creativity, and they produce fresh, standout entertainment. So the NSAEN Film Festival, we invite you, whether you're seasoned or a new filmmaker, just filmmakers around the world, to submit entries for your exceptional work. And we are accepting films now. We are open. And what I love about this, because I'm also a screener for the Burbank Film Festival, love that. It's huge. As everybody knows, it's been around for a very, very long time. NSAEN is relatively new. I do believe they started last year. But what I love about NSAEN is that they recognize there's a growing community of disabled filmmakers. And we enthusiastically invite you to, whoo, the wild turkey's kicking in, woo! We enthusiastically invite you to participate in our inaugural festival. So yay. And we also, what I love is that Cheers to the Warriors is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's primary mission is providing financial assistance through monetary grants to U.S. veterans who have been injured in combat. And we proceed of all of the submission fees for entries to our film festival go to Cheers to the Warriors, which I think is absolutely fantastic. I don't personally know, not to say that there's not any other film festivals out there, but I don't personally know of any other film festival but ours that donates a percentage to a charity like that. So check it out, NSAEN.com, and submit your film now. And that's it. So let's get back to what we've been waiting to hear. We need to talk to her. Now, since we posted that she was going to be on the show today, I have been getting a ton of emails. My assistant, Britton, said that we have got, is she single? You know, does she want to go to Hawaii? It's like some weird emails coming in. So keep it in your pants, boys. Keep it in your pants, because I'm not sure, but we're going to find out if Heather is married or not. Not sure, but I don't want to burst your dreams. We're going to have to find out. Without further ado, it is welcome, Heather Whitney.
Hi, guys.
Woo, girl. I told you, I got some weird emails. Are you married? Do you have kids? Do you want to go to Hawaii? What kind of car do you like? Would you, some guy even said, hey, has she ever come to Alaska? He lives in a remote village in Alaska. I'm like, I don't know these questions. We will find out. Hey, my goodness. Well, you know, if anybody Googles you, you're all over the internet. You're blowing up everywhere. And so I have got a ton of questions. Don't you worry about filling in any gaps, because we have so many questions for you today, girl. Now, here's what I loved when I read your bio. I hear that you come from an itty-bitty one red light town deep in the pines of Southeast Texas, right? Now, here's what got me. You said that this is where the mosquitoes are so big. And I'm like, hell no. No. Now, I'm from the East Coast, Heather, and our mosquitoes are, as they say in Jersey, they're huge, huge mosquitoes. I'm like, just how big are these damn mosquitoes in South Texas where you come from now? Because ours were like 3 inches long.
They are very big. They can suck. They could just literally suck you dry. And there's so many of them.
Oh, my gosh, how do people live in, that's one of the reasons I moved to California. I mean, I know people are like, well, I know you're moving there to pursue a career in entertainment as a producer, but I'm like, no, it's the mosquitoes that are driving me out of this town. And if yours are bigger, see, I got a phobia. I am only afraid of two things in this whole world. One, snakes, venomous snakes. Now, actually any snake. And mosquitoes! Oh, so I don't know. I would be like, I would be in a hazmat suit every day walking down the street if I lived in your town. So now, Southeast Texas. Now, I've never been to Texas. So where exactly is Southeast Texas? Is that more like, what, Louisiana or?
Yeah, we're probably about 15 minutes from the Louisiana border, actually. There's like, do you know where Beaumont, Texas is? Most people don't know where.
I've heard of it. So. Oh, absolutely, I've heard of it. We have a Beaumont, California that a friend of mine is moving to. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with that. It's pretty big, though. It's not too small. I've heard of it.
Yeah, so we're like an hour towards Louisiana from Beaumont.
Oh, okay.
So we're like way down and way towards Louisiana.
you are trippy Texan, because you got the accent. That is authentic Texas right there. I still plan to make it to Texas because I hear you got like the best ribs ever. Like nobody beats Texas ribs. Oh. So right.
And I got like the best man that cooked them, which is my grandfather, and like I've never ate a rib that was as good as his. Like
Woo!
They literally fall off the bone.
Stop
you
it! Does he
the
have
bone
a...
there, so they're actually so cooked you can actually eat the bone.
Ah, I love that. Oh my god. Does he have a restaurant or does he just whip it up, you know, for the family?
Nope. He's just one of them professional people on the grill.
That's it. Heather, when I ever come to Texas, I am coming for your grandfather's ribs, and we're going to do a Facebook Live. We're going to do a remote show with your grandfather serving up those ribs, because I love it. Now, so you were born in this town, and you have remained right in the town. And let me ask you, what was there anything? Well, I guess growing up in Texas, obviously, there's a lot of country music. But when you first remember, decided that you wanted to become a professional singer-songwriter? Like, was it when you were a little girl? Did you hear any certain person? Tell us what that experience was like for you.
Well, I've actually always been, like, really goofy and stuff, and I would always do, like, videos, like, me and my friends, like, being just complete weirdos. But, so I've always had a thing for entertaining people and making them laugh. But I would have to say for music, I actually started writing songs way before I actually thought that I would ever, you know, get on a stage and perform in front of people, because there was a point where I guess I hit like where I matured, like puberty, I guess, and I kind of got really shy. So my nerves would overtake me, and I nobody even knew I could sing. Because I was just so nervous about singing in front of people, and it was just, I went to a golf tournament at my grandfather's that he hosted every year. It was an annual golf tournament. And we had Johnny Lee come down for the entertainment. And I got up on stage and I sang one song with him. And I was so nervous. I had my phone out. I was reading the lyrics off my phone. So unprofessional. it actually messed up, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, I think that kind of just, it broke the ice for me. And I was like, you know what? This ain't half bad. I think I might like doing this. So anyways, after that, I just, you know, I already wrote songs, and I always loved music because my grandpa, he always had country music playing. Like, he always had the best surround sound, the best speakers. He always had, like, the newest CD player that came out. So music was always just really big. No matter what we were doing, there was music playing.
Does he secretly or outwardly say that he wanted to be a country music singer too, or he just likes and appreciates the music of others, right?
He just likes and appreciates. I've never heard him say that he wanted to do it. I just think he has an appreciation and just like has a love for music.
Oh,
so anyways, from him just having it, I just kind of picked up on it. And then, I don't know, it just went from there. I called Johnny Lee after, you know, I sang with him and I was like, hey, I think I might want to do this. So what's the next step I need to take? So he hooked me up with his producer in Nashville. And then I started flying back and forth. We were only going to do two songs, the two songs that I had wrote and that I was ready, you know, to like put music to. And we were either going to hang it up or we were going to keep going. So we did those two songs and everybody was just kind of like, okay, where the heck did that come from? But I mean, it turned out great. And then we ended up doing a whole album. And now here I am trying to push my music to anybody that'll listen to me.
Oh, and now that's the end of the show. You've left me with nothing else, Heather. Oh my goodness, we're at the end of the show now. Now, what experiences most influence the songs that you write?
Okay, so I have
things. Like some people they have to have like some relationship breakup. Other people write, you know, based on experiences that are happening with their family and friends. What experiences most influence this write?
I would have to say personal experiences, of course. You know, Moving On song, I wrote that, and that was obviously because I broke up with someone. And then A Little Bit Crazy, you know, I just got so sick of being called crazy. I'm not crazy. You know, somebody pushed my buttons, and then I reacted to their action.
Oh, hold on. Are you talking like Carrie Underwood taking a baseball, a Louisville slugger to the front of a car? Crazy? Come on, tell us. Because I know you saw girls like that. You got a backup baseball bat in the closet.
Oh, yeah.
For any man that does you wrong. I've already heard the story. I'm like, well, it's better than a gun. Come on. I like it. Baseball bat's a little bit better. Oh, my gosh. Well, let me ask you, can you tell us a little bit about... you play, I would say by now that you play various venues. What are your favorite places to play and why?
My favorite place is just the place I had my album release. I love playing there. I also did a little showcase out in Nashville during CMA Fest at a filling station. I like the little personal places, where there's, you know, not a huge abundance of people, you know, I just like that intimate type of, you know, like afterwards I can talk to them or, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm sure they like it intimate so they can talk to you too, especially the men. Now the girls, looking like you do, I'd be afraid to play in those small venues because as soon as those women see you talking to their man, they're going to rip every bit of hair out of your head. I would be scared you are too good looking to talk to my man. Woo! You're going to get it, girl. I would be scared looking like you playing in those small venues. You're too hot for those small venues. Be scared. I'd be scared totally... those girls are coming after you.
I'm harmless.
Well, let me ask you, your new album is called Moving On, and you say, this is your quote, that it is full of love, heartbreak, and of course, moving on. Now, you are, in my opinion, the way you look to me, you look so young and innocent and sweet and just demure, and I'm thinking, just how much love, heartbreak, and moving on has this girl actually done? So it's like, what kind of stuff is going on to move you to write a song about, you know, heartbreak and moving on? Tell me, if you had to tell us about just one of your experiences that you feel was like an aha moment that made you definitely decide to create this album about this heartbreak and moving on and love, what was the experience and what's the name of the song?
It would be Moving On song. That was like the first song that I had wrote as an adult where I'd actually experienced something real. Because all the other ones I'll probably take to my grave and I'll never use them. So anyways, it was Moving On song. That was just kind of like the aha moment of, yeah, girl, you need to move on. You're way more worthy of what you're going through. And, you know, it's time to move on. You got to throw in the towel. You got to cut the rope. You got to let go. So anyways, that was like, that's the song. And then I just kind of based it of, you know, what all does moving on have to deal with? You know, you have, you know, the stage where, after you break up and you're lonely, so you go out and you look for, you know, anything to take your mind off of it, or you end up too drunk and you look for love in somebody else. And then, you know, you might meet this guy while you're out enjoying your life after being, you know, with somebody for so long, and you might, you know, just drive across a few states to go and meet this guy you met on like a cruise or something, you know. And then there's when you learn to be lonely. That's whenever you finally, you're done with all of that. You understand that nothing's going to ever replace or make, you know, fill the hole of what you went through. And you're okay being lonely. You know, it's the new normal. Right. Song is just kind of high.
What? No, I know you're not, obviously you're not a therapist or anything, but if you were to give some advice about moving on, what do you feel is the best type of moving on for females and then for males? Because they move on differently. Trust me, you know this, right? So what is the safest way? Safest, like mentally and physically safe.
Mentally and physically, you know, I would have, every breakup is so different and everyone loves so differently that it would kind of be so hard to put like a, how would I do it? I don't feel like there's a right or wrong way to move on. You know, I did some things whenever I was moving on that I was not proud of at all. It actually embarrassed me that I ever did it. And then there's some things that I'm like, hey man, I handled that like a champ. Like that was real mature of me, and I'll pat myself on the back. You know, I really don't feel like there's a right or wrong way. You know, you can't help how you feel. You can be, you know, sorry that it happened, but you can't ever be sorry for the way something made you feel.
I say do what you do and write a song called Moving On, but not called Moving On.
Yeah. Write a song. Exactly. That'll keep you from chasing people with baseball bats.
I'm telling you, you don't want to pick up the Louisville Slugger because he might pick up the Colt 45, and then what do we have? Nothing. Oh my gosh. Okay, it is. I just got someone wanting to know when the hell I'm playing this song. What's the matter with you people out there? Don't you enjoy talking to Whitney? We're finding all about Whitney. We're playing her song now. And that comes from Tom from Camden, New Jersey. So, hey, Tom, we're awesome. Playing it. What are you doing in Jersey listening to country music? Do they listen to Jersey? I'm from the East Coast. I don't remember anybody listening to country music. They listen to disco and rap and hip hop, but hey, you may have a pocket audience. All right, so let's talk about it real quick and then we'll play it. We're going to play, as I said, I chose, and there were so many great ones, Heather. Really, I mean, yeah, did you write all of them, all of the songs that are on this album?
I didn't write all of them. I did write Man in Blue. I co-wrote it with Buddy Hyatt. And I wrote Moving On song and A Little Bit Crazy. And I did write other songs, but they just didn't make the cut to my album.
Okay. Well, luckily, Man in Blue, which is my favorite, you wrote that. And I have to tell you, as I said here earlier, it caused me to eke out some tears, girl. Let me tell you, I absolutely love. And I'm a straight up, and I tell all of my country artists that come on the show, they all know that I'm going to put air quotes on this, I'm not a country music fan, but there are some people that have like the pop, you know, crossover sound that I like. But I do kind of, you know, my grandmother was a huge Patsy Cline fan, and I did lots of country songs when I was little, but it was never like my thing, right? But when I heard this song, Man in Blue, I really, I, I'm so serious. I heard that song by Reba McEntire because my girlfriend Beverly is a huge country music fan, and she would drive me crazy putting that country music on. But she played Fancy for me, and I remember asking to hear it again, and she said, What? You? And so I was actually, like, tearing up. There were some tears that came out, and never has a country song done that for me, like, you know, Man in Blue. Adele's the only one could get a tear out of me these days, my girl Adele. But this is really good. So before we play it, can you tell us what the song is, the title? I'm always interested in knowing why people name titles and what the song is about.
The song is just about policemen and women. And it's just kind of, I wanted to do something at the time when we wrote the song. There was a lot of, you know, killings between people and, you know, the men in blue. So I wanted to write a song that might would make people understand that, you know, they're just trying to do their job. They're human, you know, they might be a brother or a sister or a mother or a father, or grandfather, you know, they're real people. And I wanted to make a song that might, you know, help people have a better understanding of that. Cause I think sometimes people can look at someone in a uniform or, you know, in a jersey and just think, you know, they're not real. Like they don't go through real problems. Their life just must be perfect because, you know, they're above the law and blah, blah, blah. But it's not. At the end of the day, they cry like we do. They hurt like we do. You know, they have families like we do. And I just wanted to put a song out there for those men and women, you know, that go out there and just kind of, you know, try to keep our place safe.
I'm so glad that you wrote a song like that. I mean, who writes songs like that? I mean, I haven't had one guest on my show that has ever dedicated a song to police officers. And I just get so upset when I hear people bashing police officers and saying things like that, because we need law and order, no matter where it comes from. We need law and order. So, you know, the people that are criticizing police officers, they're the first ones to be calling the police when something goes wrong. So they need to stop and think about that. You know, if you
know me by my name.
Yeah, you know, you can bash police officers all you want. Somebody comes to kill your ass, you know, if you don't have a shotgun sitting there to take the law and order in your hands, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? No, you're going to call the man in blue. You're going to call the police officer. Yes. So I really wish that they would stop and think about that. I mean, come on. There's so much, you know, fake news out there with so many stories about how police officers are always doing bad things. That is so not true. They're just doing their jobs. Do you think that they're going to be stupid enough to do things while they got body cams and cameras all over? If they have to get into altercations, usually they're provoked. Not always, but usually in general. So, you know, my gosh, we need police officers to really feel proud of what they do, because if not, things are going to go bad for everybody. So I'm so glad that you wrote this song about that. So everybody, a tribute to our Men in Blue. This is Man in Blue by Heather Whitney.
It's much more dangerous than you'll ever let me know. It hurts to know that goodbye kiss will forever be the last. And now all I have are the memories of the past. I need you go. My life won't be the same. could see it in his eyes. I need you here with me. I don't want to let you go. My life won't be the same without you here to hold. Lord knows I try, but these tears I cry over you. It's such a cry. Rest in peace, my man in blue. You go. My life won't be the same without you here to hold. Lord knows I try, but these tears I cry over you. It's such a cry.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, Heather, that is such a beautiful song. Doesn't that make you cry? I mean, I bet you that even you still tear up over that song, and you wrote the darn thing. That is so beautiful. I mean,
I really love that song.
Heather, this is a number one hit. This song is like, this is right up there on this has got to go. This is a Grammy winner. I really feel this is a Grammy winning song. This song is out there. I know that this song, if it can get in the hands of the right people, girl, this song is going to blow you up. I feel this is the song that's going to blow you up. So please promote this song more. I'm telling you, I have friends that are the top people in the business. I have friends who are Grammy winners, like not just one Grammy. We're talking like eight Grammy winning producers. And wow. I'm telling you, if they heard this song, they would tell you, you need to really promote this song hot and heavy, especially right now with what's going on in the world. This song is very potent, very, very, very heavy. Beautiful song. One of the best I've ever heard. It's going on my playlist, Whitney. It's going on my playlist.
Yeah.
I have a playlist, but it's absolutely beautiful. And I wish that when people hear this, that they understand how important it is to support not only our troops as soldiers, but that they have to realize that our police officers are also troops. They are troops right here doing a job to save your life and my life every day. They are the troops right here that are reachable. You know, who are you going to call? You can't call like a military man. You're not going to call up, you know, a person from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines to come help you out when your neighbor comes over to try to kill your ass, right? You're going to call a police officer. So I so love my police officer. You don't even know how much I love police officers. So thank you for writing that on behalf of me, finding a song that I can love and appreciate that's country. Now, you have, of course, other songs on the list. I want to just throw out the names of some other ones, which are fantastic. And if you go to iTunes right now and you type in Heather Whitney, you will find other songs which are great called, and I love the title of this one, Bye Bye Bayou. I love that title.
Yes.
Of course, the Moving On song we talked about. Now, Shut Up and Dance. Ooh, girl, let me tell you. Now, I got it. And then what the Whiskey Said. I relate to that.
Yes.
Whiskey says a lot in my household. It is always saying something. gosh. Okay. So when you just wrapped and released the music video for your single Shut Up and Dance, which we just talked about. But I have got to say, this guy in your video, I even told my husband, I'm like, oh my God, Albert. He said, why? Well, here's what happened, Heather. I have to, of course, watch your video. I got to watch it to be able to create questions. But when I saw it, I saw this hot little guy in there, right? So I kept watching it. So my husband came in and he saw me watching it. He knows I have to watch it to write my questions. And then he came in again and I watched it again. He's like, didn't you already watch that? And I'm like, yeah, I got more questions I got to create. And then he's like, okay, third time, fourth time. And he's like, what is going on? All right, who's the guy in there that you're eyeing up? I'm like, damn, he caught me. Who is this guy? All right, so who is this little cowboy cutie? Okay, he's the guy that's playing the nerdy guy with the glasses. He's like clean cut, light blue Oxford shirt. He was like, is this a personal friend or did you hire him?
We hired. Actually, Cherish hired everyone for me, and I'm terrible with names. I'm great with faces. Terrible with names. Lord, forgive me. But
that's all right.
He was so talented. He played it perfect.
Heather, I'm glad to know he's for hire. That's what I was hoping. I gotta hire him for a couple things, Whitney. I'm Whitney. I keep calling you Whitney, like Whitney Houston. Heather! I'm telling you, he was playing up the camera for that. So I'm assuming he's an actor because he was really doing a great job. He put himself in out of everybody there, and they all did a great job because they really made it look like it was I don't know what you were doing, like if you were playing a song and they were really dancing, because a lot of times when we do music videos, there's no music at all.
We definitely play the music.
Okay. So a lot of times, though, in film and television, when you see people, just to let people know, because I produce film and music videos, so a lot of times when you do that, you are not, the people have to be pretending or acting, we'll say, acting. There's no music at all, and they have to act like they hear the music. So it's a lot harder for actors to do that than to actually listen to the music. So most producers and directors will play the song, but so you were playing the Shut Up and Dance song for the music video, right?
Actually, we weren't playing my song at all. we filmed it. Yeah, we filmed it at the Crying Wolf, and it's a little bar in Nashville. It's such a unique bar. Like, fell in love with it. Absolutely love it. So, anyways, yeah, we were playing like hip hop music actually, and we were
Stop
all just like getting
it.
Down to it. It was so
Are
fun.
You- What? Oh, God. Well, this guy, you got to use him in your next video because he knows how to draw the eye right to him. And I was like, oh, yeah, boy, I definitely want to. I definitely want to be the bull and you can get in the saddle. All right. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
This guy is so hot. So he's I don't know who he is, but if you find out, let me know so I can give him a shout out if you find out his name, because he did a great job.
Sure,
and
will.
I think
I sure will.
Everybody should hire him for their music video in Texas. I gotta tell you though, those two guitar players. Oh, and I usually don't like a man with hair on his face, but that little guitar player with the beard you had, he was a little hot cutie too, and they really knew how to play the guitar music video. They did a great job.
Oh yeah,
great. You know, the reason I'm pointing all this out is because there are so, I'm telling you, even with when you watch videos on MTV. MVH1.
Mm-hmm.
These videos obviously cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to do. And some of them honestly suck, really. And I'm like, what the hell did they use their money on? Because it doesn't even look good. And I was looking at your music video, and I don't imagine that you paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that. And your music video for Shut Up and Dance looks just as good, if not better, than some of the music videos that are on MTV and VH1. So whoever did that music video for you, they deserve huge props, and I would definitely use them again because they did it.
Kevin Deans out of Nashville. He's amazing.
Kevin Deans out of Nashville. I'm going to have to contact you if someone wants to do a music video and you hook them up with this guy, because he did a great, great job. Fun video. So real quick, what are you doing now? Because actually we have four minutes. So I want to get out in 4 minutes. I want to know what you're doing now. Are you going on tour? Are you writing? What are you doing that's most important to you right now that you want to talk about?
Right now, I just got back actually from co-writing some songs with Kelly Kenning. Right now, I'm just looking for new songs. I want to write new songs. I want to get more music out there. I have a new single coming out real quick. It's called What Part of Life? So be looking for that. I wrote that one myself.
What is it called? I didn't hear it, Heather. What is it called?
What Part of Life?
What Part of Life? Okay. You just cut off right when you were telling the title. Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
And what is it about? What is that about? Something good?
Yeah, of course. It's just one of the little, you know, parts of it is don't ever lose who you are, no matter what part of life you are. So it's kind of just, you know, no matter what life throws at you, just always don't forget who you are. Like, just stay. Because I let a lot of things change me that I went through, and it was really hard to get back to the top of the, you know, where I could see the light again. So it's just like I wanted to write a song about, you know, no matter where you're at in life, don't forget who you truly are. Don't let things change you, and don't lose sight of who you know you are, you know, that good person inside. I think we all have that in us. So I just wanted to throw a song out there. You know, I grew up without a mom and a dad. My grandparents raised me. I feel like I went through a crap ton of crap. And I'm only 26, so, I mean, yeah, that's what the song's about. So I have that coming out really soon. Don't have a release date on it, but it's be looking for it. And then I also have another opportunity that I won't go into detail with, but it's hopefully going to get me touring. And, I also have a few shows, but they'll all be on my website at heatherwhitneymusic.com. And that's pretty much where you can keep up with me with anything that's going on.
Wow. I hope Michael Stover, I don't know if you discovered him or he discovered you. I hope that this guy, I am obsessed with Michael Stover. This guy works hard for the money. You know, there's a Donna Summer song. It's probably beyond, you know, that song. She works hard for the money. Well, I like to dedicate that song to Michael Stover because he works hard for the money. He's a hard, real
he
quick.
Does.
He works hard for the money. He really promotes his artists, and he's such a nice guy, so sweet. I highly recommend you are a country music artist and you are looking for, and again, representation, that can mean many different things, but I would highly recommend you check out Michael Stover with MTS Management Group. It's mtsmanagementgroup.com. You can't go wrong with him. Am I right, Heather? Don't we love Michael Stover?
Oh, love him. He does like an awesome job. He has got my name out there. So like, I'm having a hard time keeping up, and I don't even know how he keeps up with everything that he keeps up. Cause I'm having a hard time keeping up with what he's keeping up with. For me.
I know the man, he's got a family. He just had like a little baby and he's married and he can like rock it out. Oh my gosh. So I wouldn't let Michael Stover go because he's your ticket. He's your ticket to the highway to heaven. Well, Heather, I want to tell you, it has been honestly an absolute joy and pleasure to have you on. You are so sweet and, you know, you're gorgeous. You're sweet. You're just so talented and you've got everything. You've got all the elements that it takes to become huge. I mean, you can become bigger than, what is her name? Taylor Swift. Because I think she started in country. She did the crossover and now people are hating on her because she went pop, but you can be as big as Taylor Swift. I know it because after that song, Man in Blue, there is no limit to your talent. So keep writing, doing what you're doing. Pull the energy somewhere, pull it from wherever your source, your fountain is of energy because you have what it takes. So, you know, you do, girl.
Well, thank
Rock
you.
On out. honey. Now, I want you to commit to me right now that you're coming back on the show to promote that new song.
Yes, ma'am. Get me on here, and we'll get it playing.
Well, you tell Michael to book you, or you call me yourself, or however you want to work it. Let's get you back on here to promote that song. You are, and then by the time you come back, I expect to know that little hot nerdy guy's name from that music video.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get him right now.
I'm gonna have to rent him and make my own private music video.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, girl. All right. Well, say goodbye to your fans.
Goodbye, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Go to heatherwhitneymusic.com. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.